Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob. You gotta be careful what you say around here, because you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
You wonder why I quit? I have a right.
And I'm Q. Now comes in that editing probably.
Dude, nappy-headed.
That's it, we're fired.
We're done.
Bye.
We're like 5 minutes in and we're already done.
So, I'm Q.
Start over.
I'm Donnie.
I'd have been scared to touch him. I'd have, like, disintegrated.
My head is here.
We're on 2 o'clock in the morning, you see, Jay.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Donnie just fell on the floor. We gotta show it to him.
Oh, man.
Phenomena.
Oh, good Lord.
Welcome to the Entitled Show.
Back after
a 2 week fiesta, whatever you call it.
Yeah, fiasco.
I've been sick the past 2 weeks. I haven't been able to enjoy this time off. Stupid cold.
I don't know what I've done the past 2 weeks.
Don't remember.
Running errands for your girlfriend.
Probably. She's out of town this today.
Oh, so that means double the cost today.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man. Well, we are back after 2 weeks of being gone. Did you miss us? No, didn't think so. The entire show is sponsored by Halo 3 In-Stores Tuesday and Hot Topic. And is on Amped Radio, powered by Live365.com and AmpedRadio.net. Is sponsored by Sirius Satellite Radio. Click on the link at AmpedRadio.net and receive free shipping on your next order. Halo 3, finally.
Finally.
Coming out. I will be in line at GameStop. Mine is reserved. $60 for a game. Help me pay for it. Go to my eBay and buy some of my old 360 games from me.
Some of your crap.
So I can help afford it.
Like The Simpsons. That went nowhere. Yeah.
It's been 2 weeks. I'll give you a free pass.
Give me
pass
more, one free pass.
But these games are ridiculous. And I like Bungie, how they did the three different versions of the game. Three different prices. $59.99, $69.99, and $99.99.
Yep.
For $59.99, you get just the game.
Wow.
For $69.99, you get it in this hard shell covering. And for $99, you get in the hard shell covering and a replica helmet. It's about the size of my fist.
Do a lot with that.
Yeah. But Halo 3, I'm excited about it. I'll beat it in a day.
Probably not.
I don't know. I got the new BioShock game. All the ratings on it were good. Beat it in 3 days. Medal of Honor Airborne, which is taking me a little longer because I wasn't feeling well when I got it.
That game is fun.
I'm already halfway through it. I bought it Friday afternoon, halfway through it. So... But anyway, I mean, I'm a game junkie. I like games.
Me too.
I blew the dust off of the NCAA 07. I played that a lot yesterday.
I've flat wore it out. I'm tired of it already.
I'm bummed Alabama lost that game last night.
Well, I was actually rooting for Alabama.
I was Georgia, sorry. I love Alabama. Alabama's my team.
I was rooting for Georgia because Florida State plays Alabama next week, so
I
wanted Alabama coming on a losing.
I've always been an Alabama Florida fan.
Damn you.
I hate Florida State and I hate Georgia.
Mainly
because of the coaches. I can't stand the coaches.
Florida doesn't have a Spurrier no more.
I like the new coach at Florida. I like the coach at Alabama. I can't stand Bowden. I can't stand Mark Rick. Because
he came from Florida State, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. I'm an avid Noles fan.
And I had great joy because here we air the Mark Rick Show on a tape delay. It originally airs like Sunday mornings at like 8 a.m. and we get it. We air it Fridays at 7 before the next game.
Yeah.
And I got great joy after they lost that game to Spurrier. And he was so depressed. He sounded like he was about to commit suicide. He was so sad. He did not want to be there talking about the game.
Spurrier's like, hey, we won!
It's...
I hate Spurrier.
I love Spurrier. Spurrier's great. Not in that way, dumbass. I don't think we can say that word, but oh well.
Bisexual.
It went through anyway. Oh, well, here we go. Well, you are listening to the Entitled Show, where we do not need to promote God in order to further our careers. Because an article was recently posted in the local newspaper and online where a reverend was driving through Bainbridge and was listening to a certain FM station we'll call Dead, where they were playing a Christian song at the time. It was during the morning show. Came back and they did Bible trivia and then went into a rap song after Bible trivia talking about, hey, come sit in my lap and some crap like that. So the preacher kept listening. They played a few more out of the ordinary songs and then came back and did another round of Bible trivia.
I think all the people that read the Bible or believe in the Bible are gone by then.
So let's just say that this preacher wrote a very long article in the local newspaper. And I love this reverend. I'm not a very religious man, but I will go to his church and donate money because he wrote that article. Because if you're going to have a format, you need to stick to it.
Which church?
And they don't have a format over there, so they just play whatever they feel like at the time. It's like, I feel Randy. Let's play Madonna.
Write down what church it was.
I don't know which church it was.
What preacher?
I don't know offhand.
Doggone.
I'll have
that to. Been mine.
I had to pull up the article. He was out of town.
Oh, okay.
And it was a black minister.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah. Not my preacher. No offense.
I kind of figured when I said, oh, never mind. Don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
But we are Bike Fest. Bike Fest came and gone. We were going to do the show from out there, but they wouldn't let us. You know, figure you got all this equipment and they don't want us out there. Oh, well, even though they had a whole second stage that we could have set up on.
And nobody was there hardly yet. So.
Yeah. People were setting up their campers and leaving. You know, we get there the Friday before Bike Fest starts. We're there a week early. And there were campers all over the place. People were parking them and leaving.
Yeah, and going back to work.
And going back to work. But no, us, we have no lives. We sat there for an entire week. Mm-hmm. And finally, by the time Bike Fest rolls around, we've been doing this for the past 4 years. We've been camping out there for the past 6 years. We've been setting up in advance for the past 4 years. You'd think we would have learned by now that setting up so early and actually staying there, we get kind of burned out on it. So Thursday night rolls around, the Bike Fest is finally, you know, starting to kick up, and it's like 9 o'clock at night. I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
And that's when the fun starts.
And I swear, man, it was crazy this year, the amount of golf carts out there. Someone said, I'm going to go get me a patch and say, I attended Golf Cart Fest 07 in Bainbridge, Georgia, the first annual. Because they on the website, they say no ATVs, and we discourage the use of golf carts, but they are allowed $30 a piece.
And that's not going to stop them.
And golf carts were in there like crazy. I guarantee you Bike Fest had at least made $60,000 alone off golf carts.
Ooh.
Because there was probably one golf cart for every five people out there. And then there were a couple of vendors renting out golf carts, $50 a day to rent a golf cart.
Man.
And here's the thing. You'd have someone go in there, oh, I'm only going to be at Bike Fest for a day. Okay, $50 a day for the golf cart, so that's $50. And then on top of that, you got to pay the $30 to Bike Fest in order to drive it around. So, at the end of the day, they bring that golf cart back. Next person comes along, hey, I want to rent it for a day. $50, and you got to go to Bike Fest and pay another $30 to drive it around.
Doggone.
So, you have
$70.
So, you have...
$80.
Might want to correct yourself there.
Yeah, $80.
But it's amazing the people paying that. But, of course, we paid it because what else are we going to do? It's already there. We have to. We can't, like, just be like, no, we're just going to drive it down anyway. But a lot of people got away with driving it without paying for it because you have an enclosed trailer. Who's going to say, hey, open up your trailer. Let me see if you have any golf carts in there.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got a line all the way back to the interstate, not the interstate, damn it.
Oh, highway. Correct yourself.
Highway.
The interstate. Right. That's a long, long line.
But there was, I was amazed at the amount of girls. There was a group of girls, three girls, riding around in skimpy, like Daisy Duke shorts and black tank tops. And there was a stripper pole about 100 feet away from my camper. And the girls were riding around on the back of a golf cart, standing up, just shaking their butts. They never did anything. So they get onto the stripper pole. The entire runway stops. The entire runway comes to a sudden halt. It's like nothing else matters. I want to watch those girls on the pole. They didn't do anything. They just shake their butt for a few seconds to another song. That song goes off. They start walking away. Another song comes on. They go back to the pole, do the same moves over and over again. I was like, it's a stripper pole. If you're going to be on a stripper pole, at least have respect for the stripper pole by living up to its name.
Yeah, for real.
Jesus.
Three syllables.
Stripper pole. Three syllables, two words.
Yeah.
Stripper pole. Or strip. No, no, that won't work.
No. Stripper pole.
But I had to film out there. It was a lot of fun filming out there. I had to pay for my old band this year. This is the first time in 10 years I had to pay to get into Bike Fest. I'm sitting there. My dad's a member of Bike Fest. He gets a VIP band because he's a member of Bike Fest. You have to attend six straight meetings to pay $20 and you get a VIP band at Bike Fest. All you have to do, but wait, if you're a member, you get a free pass. But if you volunteer, it's upgraded to a VIP. If you're a member of Bike Fest and you're volunteering, you get a VIP pass. Here's the thing. I was going to film a documentary for them. I had a permission from my boss here to go out there with a camera and film for an entire weekend and come in here on my own time and make a documentary for them. I was going to do that because I was thinking, hey, you know, my dad's a member of Bike Fest. I'm going to get a VIP band as well. So they pull me over, and I go into the trailer, and I say my name is, I'm not going to say it, but, you know. So, and they look at the sheet. I'm not there. There's my dad. There's the next person. I'm not there. So they say, $30, please. And I'm like, my camper's already here, so I gotta pay. And my dad's here, so I can't just say, hey, let's go. He's got a free band. Of course he's gonna stay. And we've already paid $30 for the golf cart.
Yeah, well.
So it's kind of like you're handcuffed. You have to go ahead and pay and go in. So I'm very upset at Bike Fest right now. And the only time they would let me in free is if I was working. When I had to film Wednesday night, I had to film Tina Brog. She's like my third or fourth cousin. When I had to film her, they let me in free then. They gave me a little press badge, and they let me in. But when I was through filming, a security guard was there to take the press badge back from me.
Dog.
So I'm... And then they had this rule about the golf carts because so many vendors were complaining that they were losing business because golf carts weren't allowed inside the venue. They said, okay, during the day, golf carts are allowed anywhere. But what they did not announce, what they did not publicize, is that at night, there's an area around the stage that the golf carts are not allowed in, and it's marked by the trash barrels. So there's like an intersection to the venue that you're not allowed in golf carts. Wednesday night, when I'm filming, I was standing up in the back of a golf cart filming. I was working. I had my press badge, I had my credentials and everything. They made me move. So I had to share space with the sound guy, which we'll get to a little later on, wink, wink, and film from up there. You know, it was very jump. It wasn't the sturdiest thing in the world, and he's having to run around, you know, work the soundboards and do the lighting and all this other stuff. So the camera's really just jumping around, and I see all around me golf carts all around me. Thursday night, more golf carts all in the venue. Friday night, all golf carts. Saturday night, not a motorcycle to be seen. It was all golf carts. I think the motorcyclists were scared. Look out for the Hills golfers. Jesus.
golf men are bad, dude.
Oh, man. But Bike Fest, it was a lot of fun. Got sick. Didn't really enjoy because I was sick. And it rained a lot during the day.
Yeah.
Didn't really rain at night, which was kind of shocking, but...
It rained every day.
And one thing I hate is there were some girls there that I graduated with that showed up at Bike Fest. They wanted me to ride them around and all this other stuff. And it's like, all the guys, they're hot. They're hot girls. And the guys are like, woo, show me your boobies. And they're like, no, I don't show my boobies because I don't want my daddy to be mad at me. But show me your rusty, crusty penis.
And you're like, what did I get out of this?
So we're sitting there just talking to some people at a camera, and this guy pulls up a motorcycle, says same line, show me your boobies. They say, no, show me your crusty penis. Gets off the motorcycle, zip, boom. Oh, ew.
Ugh. No comment.
But I met some interesting people, handed out some flyers, handed out some business cards to some strange individuals. I'm glad I had Coley's business cards and not mine.
Yeah.
So, Coley, if you're listening to this, use of strange phone calls on your cell phone. Ain't my fault. You shouldn't have given me the cards. But anyway, we got to take a break. When we come back, you know, we got some, we got to talk about some kids, got to talk about some stupid ideas. Got to talk about my favorite fast food joint. Idiots at the window again. You'd think they would learn by now after me constantly coming on here and ripping them apart, but no, they don't listen.
Apparently not.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have all that and a whole lot more. You're listening to The Entitled Show on Amped Radio. Yeah, welcome back to The Entitled Show.
What's up?
Logan Park there. How did you like the promo?
Very nice.
It's the first time anyone's ever heard it, but people listening online will not, you know, ever hear it. But Donnie, you're not going to believe this, but while you were getting a drink, someone...
Not getting a drink.
Not getting a drink, yeah, because you don't have any change and the machine is... Well, sorry. The machine is being
retarded.
Mentally ill and not accepting dollar bills, and I fail one penny short. That's my problem. I always fall short, damn it. But anyway, while you were gone, not getting a drink, we had someone call in, so let's see who this is. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who am I talking to?
Is this one of the DJs that you were talking about on that dead... Yeah, I do the afternoon drives.
Oh, you work from 5 to 7?
Yeah, that's me.
What can we do for you?
I just want to say that I know our station sucks and you guys are awesome.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, what do you think about the article that the preacher wrote in the paper about you?
Well, I think he was accurate. You know, we don't know what we're doing. We don't know how to program a station.
Then why do you work there?
Because no other station will have me.
Wow. Listen, we were talking about Bike Fest earlier, and you were the MC on Wednesday night introducing my cousin, Tina Brock. How did you manage that?
I was just backstage, right place, right time. They were pretty desperate.
Obviously. Were you aware that anyone on the... that there was a guy on the soundboard that was making fun of you?
Well, they had a right to, because I'm terrible.
Well...
Well, I mean, that's...
your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's... wow. For you to admit to something like that, I mean, it's crazy.
I gotta go. I gotta finish working on this great TV football game that no one watches because we're awful.
Okay, thanks, man. Be sure to listen. Call in again. Wow. Wow. Did that just happen? Holy crap.
I hope we're recording.
What? What in the hell was that? Why is he calling? Jesus. My lord.
Did you give him one of them business cards?
I must have. I don't pay attention to who they are. They suck. Jeez.
You said you gave him those pretty weird folks.
Really?
One down.
Whew. Man. I still can't get over that. Why would he call into us? I know they're listening, but jeez. I didn't know they had that big grapefruits over there.
Since we can't say anything else.
I mean, jeez. Oh, hold on a second. We got another call coming in. Hold on. Hello? Hello? No one's here. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, there it is. Hello? This is the Entitled Show. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm another DJ over there at the station that you guys are talking about.
Yeah, well, what airtime do you do?
I do the Dead Lunch on Dead.
Oh, I know who you are.
The Dead Lunch.
Does the lunchtime drive.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Wow. The surprises keep coming.
So are all of y'all at the station right now?
Yeah, we're all up here giving a group hug.
Okay. I got a quick question for you. Do you... you're obviously, since you're in radio, you obviously have to know something about radio. Do you know what a post is?
No, I do not. What is a post?
Well, when you're introing a song, the post is when the lyrics start.
Oh.
Because I noticed that when you host, you just kill the music bed and go straight into the song. You don't even try to attempt to hit the post.
Well, that's because, you know... being a blonde, I have a hard time, you know, coming up with things to say on the spot. You know, it's very tough, and, you know, it's very hard to be beautiful and on the radio.
You know, no one can see you.
I know, I just want to look my best, because, you know, there's a big mirror in front of me, and, you know, I don't want to feel bad about myself.
Okay, this is obviously going nowhere, so, we're going to go, we're going to continue doing a show, because we actually know how to do one. keep listening, all right?
Okay, and, Donnie's hot.
Wow! Wow!
Is that a compliment or a...
I don't know. She's gone. Wow. this is the craziest day.
The first phone calls we get have to be from...
the first phone calls we ever get on the show. How did they get the number? We've never given out a number. And believe it or not, no one's listening. So how did they know we're on? Good God Almighty.
You guys are awesome.
Oh, she's still there. Wow.
I thought you pressed the button. No, you didn't.
Okay, they're gone. Oh, man. Anyway, now we got to try to get our composure back here.
Too bad their boss man didn't call us.
Wait, why did you have to say something? Look at the ring. Yes, hold on. Hello, this is the Entitled Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to you guys about what you're saying about us.
Okay, go right on ahead.
Yes, I read that article, and he is completely right.
Wow. So you admit that promoting God for promoting God to increase sales is wrong?
Yes, it is completely wrong.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
What were you thinking when you made the station the way you made it?
Well, I wasn't really thinking at the time. I just made it.
Well, it shows.
Donnie, stop laughing at me, boy. You'll never have a job in radio ever again.
Technically, we're not on radio, sir.
Oh.
Well, sir, it's been... Donnie, do you have anything for him?
What's so funny?
Your goatee. Thanks for calling, sir. We gotta go.
Wow.
I was going to ask him about a TV show, but never mind.
Wow.
We're probably going to get mugged the minute we leave here. We're going to be sitting in the parking lot.
What you laughing about, boy?
Hey, let me check the blinds here.
Oh, my God.
Nobody there yet.
Oh. Dang. Jesus.
I should have asked him about his phone company. Why'd he put it next door?
Hold on a second. The phone's ringing.
Less security
cameras.
Hold on.
Hold on a second. The phone's ringing. Hold on. Let's see here. Hello?
Yes.
You're back.
Yeah, you're back. What can I do for you?
I don't know. I was trying to call. I don't know.
It's your phones, etc.
What? You're making no sense.
I never do.
Did your Nextel phone mess up on you?
I don't know. The trip? Don, you were just talking. You had a question for him?
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, if there was a reason you put both of your companies next to the pizza place. Are y'all really that hungry?
We're just too lazy to walk.
Well, you know
they don't want the delivery, you know.
They deliver, you know.
Oh. So that's what cars driving around with the logo on top of it.
Yeah.
You know, y'all do a lot of promotions on weight loss and...
Yeah, I'm
the camp they have at the Y. Why don't y'all try and, you know, cut out on the pizza?
Because it's just so darn tasty.
You know, that's a logical answer.
Yeah,
I want to joke on it, but that's not
funny.
Yeah, just like your morning show.
So what happened to y'all's helicopter?
It never existed.
Oh, really?
Ah.
Never existed, huh?
I thought it was invisible.
Wow, I don't know. Hold on a second, we're getting a phone call. Hold on, wait a minute, who is this?
Yes, this is coming from the helicopter. How are you guys doing? We're doing the traffic here. It's very loud up here, I can't hardly hear you guys.
How are you getting the internet up there?
It's this new,
phone. The phones y'all got, huh?
I'm just calling in on a whim here. There's a lot of traffic on the street that you know goes next door to your building.
You mean Shotwell Street?
Yeah, that one. That one. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I just shot y'all my imaginary rocket launcher. So what happens now?
Sir, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
So why? He hung up.
Well,
this really went into a weird place.
I don't even have a comment.
How do you come up with a comment after that?
Every one of them called us.
Well, not every one of them.
Every one of them that don't matter.
Well, none of them really matter. Okay, anyway. Wow. I wish we could take another break, but I don't have one.
I don't either.
We really need one right now. I'm going to try to compose myself. I'm going to try to bring it all back. Hang that up. Well, the kids in the mall got in trouble.
Heard about that.
And I got chewed out about it, too.
You got chewed out.
We reported on it here at the station. I didn't report on it because I don't do the news anymore. Because the news, because where we got the news from sucks.
Okay.
Anyway, no, I'm joking. I'm serious. but the parents call one of the parents call us and just chews me out, saying that we reported on it wrong. You know, we gave them charges. We said that they committed charges that they never really were charged with, and it's really stupid. But anyway, they've moved. They're no longer in the mall parking lot. They are in the Kmart parking lot. And that probably won't last long either because the same people own both of them.
Question.
Yeah, go. Hold on. Let me get my listening hat on. Okay, ready.
They've been doing this
for years.
My mom was talking about it. She did it when she was in high school. So
they've been doing it forever.
Whoa, wait! Wow, that's creepy.
Is that button malfunctioning?
I think it is. Hello. Okay, they're gone.
I shouldn't have hit it.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
I forgot what to say.
Can you talk about your mom?
Oh yeah. Well, my mom said they've been doing it since she was in school, which was like whenever. Way back.
You don't want to give away your mom's age?
I reckon. I don't. Same age as the guy we were just talking to.
Wow.
They graduated together.
Father time.
Yes.
Let it go, man. You're old.
Your beard is gone. Shave it.
The war is over, man.
You're not Scott Siner.
Holla if you hear me.
Holla if you hear me.
Stupid phone.
We need to take that thing in the other room.
Tommy is speechless.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yesterday in Bainbridge, it rained pretty hard.
Yeah, I noticed.
And I was driving down Shotwell Street, you know, the street that goes by our building.
Yeah, that one. The one with a lot of traffic on it. Yeah. That we can see from the imaginary helicopter. I just got shot by the imaginary rocket launcher.
Maybe that's why he hung up all of a sudden.
Yeah, probably.
I was driving by, and by one of the many auto parts stores, they were having a car wash.
Yes. Yes, I have to tell you something about that yesterday.
Tell me.
Anyway, I went uptown.
Goo goo guy guy yeah.
And this dude had that I know, told me to meet him uptown. He was having car troubles. So we went to his house, and his dad's car battery was dead. So we were saying, we'll go to the parts store and get a battery. We were going down the road, and I said, we'll go to Advance. I don't know if I can say that, but okay.
You can. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Well, anyway, we saw the car wash going on. The guy's pointing at me like, hey, turn in here. I had my blinker on. I was going to turn in the Advance. And I just, you know how the lanes are. There's like three auto parts stores in a row.
Yeah.
And Advance is like the one in the middle.
Yeah.
So I was like, we'll go to Advance. So I was going to like turn my blinker on. I was about to turn, you know. And the guy's pointing at me like, yeah, come get your car washed. Because he thought I was turning. I just flipped the blinker off real quick, flew by him and turned to the other parking lot and whipped into the whatever the one next to it is, and parked. And then the guy threw his sign down and ran up and started yelling at me and the dude I took up there. Hey, man, I saw you about to turn in the dang parking lot, and you turned your blinker off real quick because you stole me pointing at you. And we just like, okay. And walked in the store.
You guys suck.
Wow, that was a mighty bold statement from a guy that thinks he's so great and powerful. Hold on, wait a minute. We got another phone call here.
Dallas, I'm the Governor.
Wow, is that really the California governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I'm a copy idiot, Brian Kimber.
What did he say?
He said he's a cop, Brian Kimble. Wait a minute, are you talking about your role from Kindergarten Cop?
Yes, is that a tumor?
I never said it was a tumor, sir.
No, a tumor.
What is a tumor?
It's like a tumor, but it's a tumor.
Sir, you're making no sense whatsoever.
That was totally redundant, dude.
I'm a cocky idiot. Come with me if you want to live.
Is all that really necessary?
I'm really.
Shut up.
What?
Goodbye, Governor. Oh, wait, here we go. Another phone. Here we go. Hello, you're on the Atala Show. You are got to be kidding me. I've got nothing for him.
Dumbass.
Hey, watch it. Don't talk about Donnie that way.
Eat that fucker.
Well.
Goodbye, Beavis.
Yeah.
Wow, we got the retarded butthead on. Oh, wait, no, that's just the guy from the other station.
Ah, okay.
Stupid phone. Hang up.
I think we need to unplug it.
We're going to hell.
Yeah.
Stupid sinuses. Oh, I would blow my nose, but I don't want to get Donnie all wet.
Yeah, well.
From the sexiness. Stop it.
Tasty.
You know, I've really got a problem with the place where I got my nickname from, Bob the Whopper Man. I pull up in there, and I say, thank you for choosing. Would you like to try a Whopper Value Meal? And I said, I would like a large number 2 with just ketchup and mustard, Dr. Pepper to drink.
And cheese.
No, I don't say cheese.
Okay.
The original menu says that it doesn't come with cheese.
Yeah, they always ask, do you like cheese, sir?
And even after I say only ketchup and mustard, they say, and no cheese?
No cheese.
Yesterday, no lie, I stared straight into the receiver and went, duh. And then the reply was, so you want no cheese? Oh, my God.
Would you like me to repeat myself? Duh.
How would you like to my balls, Mr. Gaffin?
Get off the phone. Donnie is so speechless right now.
What am I supposed to say?
Oh, my God.
The first day we get phone calls, we get like 30. It's like, hey.
And then to finish it up, after I say no to the no cheese, she was like, and what would you like to drink? I just told you, you stupid hole.
Toilet water. Come on.
Dr. Pepper. And then on the little screen, this is where they get you because they expect you not to pay attention to this. A number two large with just ketchup and mustard is $6.21 with tax here in Bainbridge. I've gone there so many times I should know. So I look at the screen and the total was like $6.70 something. I looked and she rang it up with cheese. I know this is going to get beeped on the rebroadcast, but do you know who restaurant you can go
f*** yourself?
Ow. I thought I buried that word. I want to kill Donnie by doing this to him. Peace out. No, no. You're gonna laugh into the mic, damn it. My balls hurt.
I don't see what's so funny.
Damn phone.
About puked.
Oh, headache now.
Oh, you see what happens when we have toys? Meaning our p.
I just found my joystick.
Two damage.
You can play Halo for real.
Ooh, katana.
Rocket launchers fire.
Get that covenant. Get the clap.
Pac-Man.
Wonka, 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 wonka.
Oh, I just ripped my headset off on this.
Wow, we just got so much material to go.
I got a tear in my eye for real.
He got a tumor. Let's see. A biker's penis was zapped by lightning as he stopped beside the road to take a leak.
Whoa, go back.
A biker's penis was zapped by lightning as he stopped beside the road to take a leak. The 29-year-old said, "I don't remember what happened. One minute I was taking a leak, and the next thing I knew, I was in the hospital. Doctor said the lightning went through my body, and because I was wearing rubber boots, it earthed itself into my penis." He suffered light burns to his chest and arms and added, "Thankfully, the doctor said there would be no lasting effects, and my penis would function normally eventually."
Eventually.
Bob's living large and happy. Why, yes I am after today's show. If this show does not get us signed anywhere, I'm going to be pissed off.
So you, was that at Bike Fest?
It could have been. No, it was, it doesn't really say where he's at. Anyway, in England, clerks refused to sell wine to a 72-year-old man because he would not prove he was over 21.
That statement was totally redundant.
I know it. It made me mad that they wouldn't sell me wine.
I didn't know you went to England.
Oh, England? Oh, never mind. I thought you said Enterprise.
Why did you go to Enterprise?
Because I was lost.
Then how did you know it was Enterprise?
Because a cow told me.
Who?
Because a cow told me.
A cow, what?
A cow told me.
A cow.
Then gave me a ride back to Bainbridge.
A cow?
Yeah. To my truck with all my stickers on it.
So, your sister told you then?
Yeah.
Okay. So, her name is Cow?
Yeah.
Or does she look like a cow?
Both are accurate.
Wow.
He knows how to say accurate.
Now, spell it.
Come on, Jeff.
A. R-U-A-T.
You spell like Dracula.
I know I like him. He works at Wally World. I see him all the time.
What do you think of his tats?
They are bootiful.
Did you say bootiful?
Yeah, like Beyonce.
If you guys could see the confused look on my face, you would not believe it. Anyway, back to the story.
Ow!
The checkout staff demanded that Tony Rawls prove that he was old enough to buy two bottles of wine. The white-haired grandfather of three said he had refused to confirm he was over 21 because it was a quote-unquote stupid question. He asked to see the manager of the store. He said, I felt like saying, what do I look like? Are you a fool? He picks up the wine and in the manner of a child taking home his ball, says, well, we won't serve you, huh? The elderly abandoned his shopping on the conveyor belt and left the store not before demanding a complaints form and phone number. The store spokesman said, We take our responsibility with regard to selling alcohol very seriously, and all our stores operate the Task 21 scheme, which addresses the difficulties our staff face in being able to determine if a customer is legally old enough to buy alcohol. Sir, I'm going to need to see your license for this.
But Billy, I'm your grandfather.
Nah, I'm still going to need to see your license, sir, and stop playing with that before you break it. Seriously, let go. Ow. I said, let go. Never mind.
But Billy, I taught you how to play baseball.
I don't care, sir. I got to see some ID.
I was drinking at your wedding.
Sir, I need to see your license. I need to see some identification, sir.
But Billy, I forget it.
Okay, ma'am. Boop. 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 Okay, I'm going to need to see some ID on this one.
But Billy, I'm your mother.
I don't care, ma'am. I'm 16. You could be 20, and I wouldn't know. You could have had me when you were 4.
But Billy. Billy, I'm going through menopause.
I don't care, ma'am. I need to see your ID.
Ah, forget it.
Okay, sir.
Boop, boop, boop.
Okay, sir. I need to see your ID on the...
Oh, man, what's up? See you in class, man. I'm going to see your ID. Just take it.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. See you in class. That's a clue. Not old enough.
Irk.
Oh, let's see here. Two female students are fighting for the right to bare their breasts after being banned from a swimming pool in a Swedish university town. One argues if women have to wear tops to swim in a pool, men should as well.
Ours is not exactly...
Ours See what the problem is? I always wear a shirt when I go swimming.
Okay. That's your prerogative.
The two girls, 22 and 21, went to a nearby pool where they decided to hop in for a swim without their bikini tops. A lifeguard called the two aside and told them it was to either put their top on or leave, so they left. Wow. I say, guys, continue not to wear a top.
Yeah. I'd like my breast assist to be free.
Wow. Let's see here. Here we go. This is the last story of the day, and then we're going to head out of here, thankfully.
I hope we don't get mugged outside.
A judge is punishing noisy neighbors by forcing them to listen to Barry Manilow.
Oh, God. Let's move now.
Also on the judge's punishment playlist are the Carpenters, Dolly Parton, and Barney the Purple Dinosaur.
Oh, God. Offenders, the judge?
The judge. Offenders who break the noise laws in the Colorado state of Fort Loopton have to listen to the music loud and for 1 hour. The judge explained, when you have a person playing rap at extreme volumes all over the city, they have to sit down and listen for an hour. Barry Manilow is horrible punishment. One offender told a TV station, CBS4, that at about 20 minutes into it, I was trying not to fall asleep. The judge says offenders who go through the Manilow procedure, which takes place about 4 times a year, rarely reoffend.
That's a good... Bamers need to adopt that law.
But here, make them listen to sad country music. All this lies with Jesus. I got that song stuck in my head because Opie and Anthony were talking about it.
Okay. Don't know what it is. Never heard of it.
I got a great punishment.
Yeah, I got one too. Make them listen to Dead for an hour.
Wow. You need listeners that bad?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I gotta look at how many people we have listening. One.
Yes.
Woo!
Woo!
And see, when you listen, and see, when we put it up for rebroadcast, really only one person will be listening to it because only one at a time. Mm-hmm. Anyway. We've had a good show.
Certainly.
I think it's one of our best.
This will go in the untitled show.
Oh! You remember, before we went on break, I had a major announcement.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You do, and I never told you what that announcement was. The Untitled Show is now available on the iTunes Music Store.
All right.
You can go to iTunes Music Store and subscribe to The Untitled Show and be guaranteed to download new episodes as they become available automatically.
Yeah.
So click on the iTunes logo on theuntitledshow.net to subscribe, and you'll be able to download the latest episodes as they become available automatically to your computer and to your iPod.
We rule.
All other The Untitled Shows, including Dead,
suck.
Thank you for listening. See you guys next time. Be sure to listen to The Untitled Show next time when you may hear Donnie say,
anyone's there. Hello? Hello? I heard them. They're there. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Anyone there?
Hello? Hello? Whoa!